It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
He would be. They'll come on a roast. The Sharkies, I rock with the Sharkies. They love us.
The future's teal, baby.
I got to get back. Baby Chaz has asked me last night, Papa, will we go to see the Sharks? Because he likes doing the
They have one of the better, just like overall in-game entertainments at those games. It's a lot of fun. Definitely get into these Sharks games now because they're gonna only get better.
Yeah, I'm trying to look. I've been looking at
only
the calendar.
Only way to go is up when you're the number one pick.
Yeah, hey, it is what it is. You got to start from somewhere.
They're hot. I had a guy pull me aside. This was at the fights a couple weeks back at the Irish Center. He goes, "Hey, man. Hey, I have a take that you need to unload on air." I'm like, "All right." He's like, "I actually want Celebrini to miss a lot of time this year. Double number one picks back to back. Some other guys coming out. Do you know who this other prospect is?
It's going
to
be." There's always a big pie prospect.
He's like, "You get these two together." Yeah. It was like he had this formulated Sharks take that I was like, "You know what? I'm not mad at that."
Let's go. Let's go. Sharkies, Warriors. Don't forget about the Niners Sunday.
James Hagans is what I'm looking at from Boston College. He's a freshman right now.
BC, huh?
Yep.
He's the number one overall pick coming
That's
in?
What they're saying. He's projected.
Well, it's early. It's early in the process.
Lots of time.
We kind of knew Celebrini was going to go number one for a while, didn't we?
We did. And then the year before, who was it? Connor Bedard.
Yeah.
He was with the Blackhawks. The Sharks, did they lose to the Blackhawks? They just played them last Thursday. Did they win that game? They won 4 or 5. I'm wondering if that's the one they lost.
No, they lost to the Canucks. They beat the Blackhawks.
They beat the Blackhawks.
So they beat Utah, then L.A., then the Blackhawks.
Yeah, beat Connor Bedard.
The Canucks on Saturday, then the Blue Jackets.
They beat Connor Bedard in that game, took 3 shots, was a -1 and a +/-. -1. How about that, Connor Bedard? Should have been a Shark anyway.
Sharks got too hot at the end of that year and lost out on that.
They did. Game. Well, they're getting a little too hot right now because they're tied with the Blackhawks. Blackhawks have 5 wins. Sharkies have 4.
Yeah. Sharks are 30th in the NHL in points right now. Not in the basement.
Not bad. You know who's in the basement?
You never want to be in the basement.
You know who's in the basement where they belong? The Philadelphia Flyers.
Oh, what a shame.
And the Nashville Predators. Come on, Sharkies. They're not into the Sharks. They got one of the coolest uniforms, too. The all teal.
Gar.
I tried to get a Sharks jersey last time I was at the team store 2 seasons ago.
A sweater?
A little sweater, yeah. We call them jerseys, sweaters.
Their starter jackets are still all-time.
All-time.
They're so sick.
Black. Yeah, they're so sick.
The black jersey with, like, the lace at the top. Oh, that one.
You know what I was thinking about?
I'm going to go get me a Celebrini
jersey. I was thinking about we make morning roast jerseys. What do you guys think? I got a guy who's got to connect.
No, we don't need morning roast jerseys.
No?
No. No, guys, no.
Double zero for Bonte?
No. I'm going to back off.
Oh, what would our color scheme be?
Red, white, blue.
Ugh.
That's right.
Ugh,
terrible
America.
Honestly, it's the worst sports colors. Red, white, and blues.
Well, if it's the roast, you got to have like a flame, right? Like the Calgary Flames. That's kind of cool.
Black and red.
Chiefs, though. I think of the Chiefs with those colors.
Black and red.
Well, for morning roast and we're coffee, don't we need to be like coffee colored?
Kind of like Padres? Good,
but... Little brown and black.
Okay.
Little brown and yellow. Padres like that. Shasky would like that.
I wouldn't be opposed to it. We could do a pinstripe jersey. I mean, we're going baseball, basketball, football. What's the most?
All of them. We'll have one of each.
Let's go soccer.
Now you're talking.
The kits, as they call them.
Kits. I do like being a
good
soccer
kit.
Can
we get some golf club heads, too?
By the way, Real Madrid? What is going on with them?
AC Milan, Christian Pulisic, the American, with 2 assists at Bernabeu yesterday at Real Madrid, 3-1 AC Milan. The American getting it done on election day.
And I was old enough to remember that people called him overrated.
Mm-hmm. He's literally been a top 10 player in the world.
I mean, something's going on with Real Madrid, man. They brought Mbappe over, and everything's falling off, man. I don't know what's going on. What is good? That was a special win for them. Big time win. All right. Back to the Warriors. Back to the Warriors. What's that job? I like my Warriors. Who said that?
Who's playing on the ESPN game before the Warriors?
I like my Warriors.
It's the Warriors played on ESPN. It's a 4:30 game.
Oh, they're 4:30. So yeah. Who's after them?
Sixers, right. Clippers. Right, Sixers, Clippers.
Oh, the return of Paul George. The return of Paul George.
And Embiid out for three games due to suspension.
Can't shove columnists.
Apparently. And columnists can write about your family, unfortunately. Wow. And it's a new Intuit Dome. Intuit Dome. That place is special. Go to a game down there.
For mixed reviews.
Can it be special if it's the first 2 weeks of the stadium?
Yeah, no, probably not.
Doesn't it take a second to kind of create those memories?
And they got the wall, apparently. All right, got to go. Gary Washburn next. Boston Globe right here on the roast. Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Dub Nation is Buddy Hill. Listen to the Morning Roast with Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
You better hit those breaks, Bonte.
Give me some three balls tonight, Buddy Hill. Buddy Buckets averaging 21 a game. Everybody loves Buddy Hill right now. Everybody loves him. And he's playing well. He fits so far with the Golden State Warriors. Big game for him tonight. You know Boston will have him on a scouting report. Who's going to guard him? Derek White, Drew Holiday. It's going to be a lot of fun to see this matchup between the Warriors and Celtics.
Bonte, give me a brief second to promote something. Would you mind? You care about your community, right?
What are we promoting?
Well, it's important. You know, I've been doing a lot of work with PAL and the Police Athletic League.
I'm a little nervous.
Why are you a little nervous?
I don't know where this
is going. A lot of families are busy, and sometimes there are situations where, you know, kids are looking for things to do in the afternoon, right? And I really do care about like families and the community of San Francisco. So if you live in the Tenderloin, all right, in this area, right down the street from where we are right now, all right, there's a new judo program. And it's free. And it's for kids 7 and up. It serves the Tenderloin community exclusively. There are officers that will lead this unique program to teach your child judo. It's at the community room at the Tenderloin Police Station. And through judo, our participants will build confidence, strength, discipline, all while connecting with positive role models in a safe, supportive space. Don't miss this opportunity for your kids to learn, grow, and have some fun. You can register at www.sfpal.org/programs/judo, or you can just go in person. It's every Wednesday at the Tenderloin Station.
I like it.
All right, judo for the kids, 7
judo
and up.
For the kids.
Tenderloin Police Station.
My old high school football coach, Damon Keefe, who also was on the force at San Francisco Police Department for many, many years. He was an undercover. He'd be on the roofs as a sniper. That was our high school football coach. He went to the Olympics in 96 in Atlanta for judo.
Wow.
Our boy Billy Vidal knows Damon Keefe very well. He's got his sons involved in judo or whatnot. So very good progress when it comes to judo. It is good to shout out to Coach Keefe, shout out to Billy Vidal. But judo
That's
is
really cool.
Very, very cool. His kids were involved in it. So Bo and Nate, Coach Keeves, his sons, they're like grown-ups now. I remember they were kids drawing crayons all over their face. Now they're big-time judo athletes as well. So very good stuff there. Very good stuff. And you're right, 707 Oaks Hopton, the TL, do not play. You got to be cut from a different cloth to be a cop in that section, in that region. Boy, oh boy, oh boy.
Well, look, I mean, like, if you do care about the community, we can argue and cry online, or we can go out and participate in the good, right, and be a part of the change.
Now, I am disappointed in the community. Because it looked like Gray Highway is going to be closed for a park, and I cannot stand that.
Well, you and I are in agreement there.
No, we're not, because it's going to
be... No, I'm in agreement. I'm frustrated, too.
Are you frustrated with the Gray Highway
thing?
Well,
after doing my research and reading more up on it, you know, like, I didn't realize some of the... Well, it's just very complicated.
Very complicated.
No, you were right on your point of view. I did more research, and I ended up being wrong. I did not want them to do the park thing, because it's... They're stapling a bunch of other things that don't have to do with the park in there. So you and I are in agreement there. And it looks like it's probably going to pass, and that ticks me off.
Yeah, it ticks me off tremendously. What doesn't tick me off is whenever I get to talk to Gary Washburn. We love talking to Wash here from the Boston Globe. We've been writing for the Boston Globe for many, many years. Covers the Celtics, covers the NBA for the Boston Globe. Gary Washburn joins us on the River Islands Guest Line. As all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands Guest Line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? You better River Islands in Lathrop. one of the fastest growing cities in America. Gary Wash, what's happening, brother?
What's up, Bonte? How you doing, man? How you guys doing out there?
Oh, man, we're fired up, man. This basketball team is looking good right now as they head to Boston for this tough three-game gauntlet. And obviously, you're covering the Champs, who won the championship last year in very historic fashion. One of the most efficient teams, most offensively and defensively last season. And they've come out of the gate rolling right now, although they had to set back in Indiana. But Boston's playing very, very well. And what we want to know, because we talked to you when you're out there in Paris for the Olympic Games, did Jason Tatum, Steve Kerr storyline. How is that playing out there at Boston right now?
Well, I think Kerr will get a lot more vitriol from the fans than he will from, obviously, from Tatum. I mean, the fans are going to remember. They have long memory, so Kerr is going to get soundly booed when he's introduced as the head coach. And I think Tatum privately has had this game circled. He hasn't said much about it. He's not going to say much about it. But, of course, he wants to play well in front of his Olympic coach. He wants to show that he should have played in both of those games against Serbia, that he shouldn't have been benched. And he's wanting to show that he's a top five player. It's a national TV audience. Obviously, it's the Warriors. It's Steph. It's Draymond, the team that beat him in the finals 2 years ago. So there's a lot of motivation for Tatum and for the Celtics, but I think Tatum is ready for this game.
So if you're one of the fans in Boston, do you hate Draymond more or Steve Kerr more currently?
Trust Steve Kerr, yeah. Steve Kerr, because, one, he held out Tatum in those two games against Serbia. Secondly, Jaylen Brown, who's not going to play tonight because of a hip flexor injury, didn't even make the cut for the Olympic team. And you got to think that Kerr might have had something to do with that. Who knows? Grant Hill's kind of taking the heat for that. But there's just kind of an overall annoyance with Team USA and the fact that obviously Kerr's the coach, but also still revenge from 2 years ago in the finals, and the Warriors were the better team, and the Celtics had a chance, had that 2-1 lead, had a chance to go up 3-1, and Curry took over in the fourth quarter of Game 4, and the Celtics were never to be heard from again. But I just think there's an overall annoyance with Steve Kerr. I mean, obviously Draymond will get boos or whatever, but the focus has shifted to Kerr.
Yep, no doubt. Gary Washburn here on the River Islands Guest Line, one of the best NBA writers we have here in this country. Writes for the Boston Globe, of course, and he's been doing it for a long, long time. Jaylen Brown, we know he's not going to play tonight. He's going to miss his third straight game. But where does he fall into the equation? Because he was snubbed completely off of Team USA. Well, I'm thinking, boy, Finals MVP, Eastern Conference Finals MVP. Why wasn't he on the team? And we kind of know why. We understand it. But where's Jaylen Brown fall into the equation, man? Does he have something against Kerr in the whole Team USA process?
I think it's more the process, because he felt like he should have gotten an opportunity, especially, you know, when Kawhi got hurt. And, I mean, they brought on Derek White, and I think he was happy for Derek White. Everybody, Derek's a good guy, one of the good guys in the league, and is one of the most probably improved players in the league over the last 3 or 4 years. I think people were happy for him, but Jaylen's like, wait a minute, like you said, Bonte, I'm the NBA Finals MVP, was the best player on the floor during the finals. Eastern Conference Finals MVP, and I can't even get a text message to say, you know, come out to practice or come take a look. You know, we want to take a look at you and we want to see if you're interested. Nothing. And he thinks it's corporate. He thinks it's the fact that he has spoken out against Nike in the past and Nike controls the roster. You know, and it was a lot of political stuff. And Jaylen obviously is kind of can be divisive at times, can speak his mind. He is not, you know, fall in with a lot of other NBA players who kind of always try to say the right thing. Jaylen will speak what he believes, and he truly believes that that affected his impact on Team USA. And if I'm Team USA, the question is, did you want Jaylen to go out to Paris and speak about world issues, speak about the war in Israel, speak about the things that were on his mind? And the answer, I'm sure, was no, because Jaylen's going to speak his mind on those things. He's a free thinker, and obviously, you know, from his Berkeley days, and that's something that they wanted no part of. So I think he believes it was all political, had nothing to do with basketball. So he definitely had a gripe.
How is that 2022 championship viewed now? Because as a Warrior fan, I look back at the one that they lost in 2016 to LeBron, and I see all the LeBron highlights, and it's his high water mark, and it just still doesn't sit well with me. Even though they got Durant and they won more, and like it just doesn't sit well with me. But I do believe it fueled them to obviously acquire Durant and you know to lead where they are now. How do you guys view the 2022 loss to the Warriors now that you've won a championship?
Well, I think the Celtics are more thinking that that was kind of part of the experience they had to go through. They had to get to that point where they lost. They were, you know, they weren't the more experienced team. They weren't the more talented team, although people thought they were. They just didn't play well in the last three games of that series. Andrew Wiggins shut down Tatum. You know, there was just a lot of guys who stepped up. You know, obviously, if you guys remember, Jordan Poole stepped up and hit some big shots. Otto Porter had some good minutes. Bielica, whatever the guy's name was.
Oh, Bielica, yeah. We didn't even know how to say his name when he first came. Well, Bielica. What is his name?
Yeah, he played productive minutes. Like, the Warriors beat up the Celtics with their depth, and the Celtics had to take that beating and learn from it. And it took 2 years for them to get back, because if they win that title, things are probably different now. Do they win 2 years later? Do they are they in the position they're in? So they, I think they look at it like it was an experience that they had to go through, although it was regrettable, although they were upset, although they felt like, hey, if they finish off game four, they probably win the series. But they knew that the Warriors had the experience and the know-how, and they didn't.
Hey, you know, I want to get back to Tatum with just a second, but now I've thought about it here. Joe Mazzulla, he's an interesting cat. I see some back and forth between you and Coach out there in Boston, and he's an interesting cat. You know, he said earlier, hey, man, fighting may be good for the league, and some players push by. He's like, no, we don't need to fight. You need to play with passion, but we don't need to physically fight. What's up with Joe Mazzulla, man? He seems like an odd cat, man. He gets the most out of his team. He looks like he's locked in. It looks like basketball is his life, but he seems like a very interesting cat, a guy to cover on a day-to-day basis, man. It must be interesting for you, G-Watch.
Yeah. You could say that, Bonte. He's the most interesting coach and most interesting person you'll ever meet, because he just thinks against the grain. He walks to the beat of his own drummer. He does not mind awkward moments. You know, most coaches don't want to be awkward. They don't want to make sound bites. Joe doesn't care. If he feels what he says, he's going to say it. There's plenty of sound bites, not only with me, but with other reporters asking questions, and he'll just tell you what he thinks. And if there's a silence, oh well. And, you know, he has a different way of thinking. And like you said, he said, you know, fighting should be potentially legalized, or like there should be an accountability like baseball where, you know, if you beam somebody with a pitch, you know darn well that that pitcher on the other team is going to beam one of your best guys. So there should be accountability when someone's flagrantly fouled. You should be able to carry that out. There should be a penalty box, things like that. I mean, that's a fun thing to think about. It's hilarious and it's interesting, but that's kind of the way he thinks. He thinks against the grain, but one thing he has done is these new thoughts and concepts have touched and have basically captured his players. So he's very close to his players. He's only 36 years old, so he's close to it. It's like a big brother, little brother kind of situation, as opposed to most coaches, like, you know, let's say a Kerr situation, where it's more of a father-son situation. So the players have bought in, and everyone knows that there's an unusual aspect of Mazzulla, but so far it's been successful.
Who's the guy on this year's Celtics that isn't getting talked about enough for how good they've been?
Peyton Pritchard is the guy. You guys remember him from the Pac-12 days playing those years at Oregon. Mm-hmm. He has turned into kind of a sixth man of the year candidate, because he comes off the bench and he just fires. He would love that old Warrior system. He comes out and he just takes threes, and he's been hitting most of them. And that's the thing. In previous years, he's been a little bit inconsistent with his shot. This year, he's come off the bench, has no fear, and they tell him, shoot the ball, Peyton. And he just comes off the bench and will give you five threes in a quarter. He'll give you a 17-point quarter. He is a guy, you know, and he looks like an everyday guy. He's 6'1", not the greatest athlete, but plays hard, gets to his spots, plays tough, plays good defense. So there's a lot of things to like about him, obviously, if you look at him. But he's a guy who hasn't gotten a lot of attention, but has had a really, really good year so far.
Last one for you, Washington. We appreciate the time this morning. I know it's going to be a lot of fun out there in Boston tonight at TD Garden here. Jason Tatum, back to him for a second. He looks like he's got an approved jumper. 26 of his 28 points, I guess, the other night against Atlanta when they blew him out by 30, 123 to 93. What is different about Tatum's game? Is his release quicker? Is he moving better? Is he going, what's the difference between Tatum this season as opposed to last season?
Yeah, he had kind of a hitch in his shot that he was taking the ball below his waist and then lifting it back up. He's tried to eliminate that. Now he's shooting 35% from three, so it's not working effectively as much yet. He had 8 threes in that opener against the Knicks that and was okay. Then he went to a cold streak, and then he came back against the Hawks and had six of 14. But he's just kind of tried to eliminate some of the movement in his shot and just take a straight jumper. And I think that that's been the key. And also, he's become a better playmaker, a better passer, a better passer out of the double teams because he's seen all types of defenses. So he's become that player. Now, if he was this same player in 22, they probably win the finals. But he has learned from his experiences, learned from being defended certain ways, and has become a better all-around player.
Yeah, that's a good point there, Wash. We always appreciate the time. This would be a fun one. Sucks that, though, Jalen Tatum's going to play this one. We know he's got a little history with Draymond Green, although they're cool now, but we all remember that 2022 NBA Finals. And, heck, we remember last season when the Celtics blew the doors off the Warriors by 52 points in that same building. Should be a great night. We'll be watching. We'll be reading your stuff at the Boston Globe as well. Wash, always good to catch up with you, brother.
Hey, guys, thanks a lot.
Anytime. Gary Washburn, Boston Globe, covers the Celtics for the Globe. One of the best NBA writers out there has been doing it for a long time. He's a Cal grad. He's a Cal grad, so he went to Cal Berkeley.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Of LA as we get ready for this game. I'm getting excited for this one. We don't, you know, the Warriors are so long, Shasky. The regular season was just like, whatever. Like, whatever. But every game matters now. Stacking wins, seeing how well this team is coming together. This is a fun one. I'm jacked up for this one. I'm a little too hyped right now. Not hyped over the power rankings. I'm hyped about the game. Law Murray's a cool dude, though. He's from Philadelphia, by the way. Forgot to mention that. Law Murray. Should we get Law Murray on tomorrow? Should we just do it? What do we have on tomorrow? Should we go get the law firm?
Just talking to TJ Reeves tomorrow about Niners Bucks.
Yeah, TJ Reeves, Niners Bucks.
Reporter. He's good.
Yeah, he's very good. We had him on last season. Yeah. Behind enemy lines, which we never played the intro for. Can we play the intro that you have for the Warriors thing? Yeah, because I want to hear it now. Similar, he was really excited about it. So, dude,
when you need to learn about your opponent, you have to go behind enemy lines. Learning what we need to know about
your Golden State Warriors.
Next opponent.
Who doesn't love Franco
Who's
Finn?
That Franco Finn?
That is Franco Finn. He's now doing Cal games as well. Oh, that guy's swimming in money right now. The great Franco Finn. Now, whenever Franco Finn retires, if he ever retires, those will be the biggest shoes to fill in Bay Area sports history. Steph Curry? I got nothing off Franco Finn. Joe Montana? No. Steve, no. We're talking Franco Finn. Nobody hypes an arena like my guy Franco Finn. Especially in the fourth quarter close game, and they do the zoom in on him, and he goes, "This is Warriors ground!" And he gets all jacked up, and the fans behind him jacked up. Come on, man.
This is who I would replace Franco with. I love you, Franco. I'm not replacing you. But if he did step down,
I'm calling this guy.
This is crazy.
No, you're not freaking that guy. You're not freaking that guy.
This is crazy.
No, it's not crazy. Rick, Franco Finn, could you do that job? You got the energy to do that.
I'm not going to lie to you. There's the guy at the Niner game who in the fourth quarter comes down wearing Bill the Kennedy. Old denim. Yeah, Bill Kennedy.
They shut up. Bill Kennedy, who's the husband of the great Jen Violet Kennedy,
with all
who
respect.
I used to work with at the other station, who's the assistant program director, who told the young Monta Hill, go to the All-Star game. Your credential is ready. Raymond Ritter is expecting you. And she put me on.
With all respect to Bill Kennedy, I could absolutely do what he's doing in the fourth quarter.
He's good, though.
I didn't say he wasn't good.
You don't have dance moves like him.
I didn't say he wasn't good, but I'm great.
You don't have to. No. You ain't no Bill Kennedy. He's before the game in the parking lot. He's on the field dancing. He's in rhythm. You ain't no Bill Kennedy.
I could do that.
I don't know if you could. Bill Kennedy does it at a high level.
When I saw Tinelli lately, I said, Tinelli, you want to let me do that? And it's third down when you're ready to step away.
Nah, come on.
Throw the mic to your boy.
No, hey, I want to do that. I may get back into PA announcing. I feel like I retire from it unofficially. This is third down. Your turn.
Whenever you said Bill Kennedy, I was thinking of the NBA referee Bill Kennedy, who has one of the greatest memes ever at the scorer's table when just. Got the mustache. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, I know Bill Kennedy.
All time.
Who are the referees for now?
Come on, give me the third down call.
Oh, my third down call? Well, I would do it differently.
Oh.
Y'all know it's third down. Let's go. Get up. It'd be something different.
Yeah, that's going to hold my
teasing.
God.
That was totally ridiculous.
Don't
do that. Know your audience.
Oh, did I get fooled on that?
Michael Kennedy, not Bill Kennedy. Michael Kennedy. My bad.
Oh,
my
apologies.
Big Mike. Big Mike. That's my guy.
He does get the red face. I mean, same color as the jersey.
My guy,
the red and gold face.
Yeah, Michael Kennedy.
He gets hyphy.
I used to, their daughter, their oldest daughter, Kira. She's always come to the old station. I used to help her sell Girl Scout cookies and stuff like that. That's my girl, Kira. Love her.
Honestly, those jobs are much more difficult than people give them.
No, they're very difficult.
I think they're extremely difficult.
I did a Stanford soccer game one time for Laura Wakefield back in the day.
Oh, you did Stanford soccer.
We did a JaVale McGee softball game. Oh. PA announcing goes deep, dude. That was one of Justin LaBall. Shout out to Justin LaBall. I was like, hey, you need an announcer? I did the tip-off classic, which I believe City College won last week.
I saw him Friday out at City College. It was Skyline versus City.
Yeah.
Girls saw women's soccer, and Skyline won. It was a great game.
There you go.
And he was out there. I guess he's on the board for the school, and the field is beautiful. They got a beautiful turf field up there.
They do. It's been up there for a while now.
Yeah.
Next to the what building was that? That's where the Science and Math building was.
I thought it was a parking lot. Yeah, I could be.
Well, to the building to the left or whatnot. Right. Anyway, Warrior Celtics, final thoughts, 888-957-9570. How about Buddy Hield on the Jim Rohn Show being teammates with Stephen Curry?
Oh, it's fun. You know, I always say, like, now I have somebody who can shoot better than me. And he can do it at all different levels, from the three, the midi, and to the rim, you know. And just watching him work out, the way he go about his day-to-day, and the way he attacks his workout, is nothing. It's so unreal, you know. Just when you get there, he's like, yo, man, he works so hard. And you know, you see why he's the greatest shooter that ever played a game.
Now, not only that, but what about starting versus coming off the bench? Because that's always been a big talking point around these parts the last couple of years. Here's what Buddy Hield said about that.
You know, starting, coming to the bench, you know, whatever coach needs me to do, whatever the team needs me to do, you know, this team has done it all, you know. And when you see the guys with the work of Steph and Draymond and Steve and Andrew and all and Loon, the work they're putting, you know, you just got to go and follow their lead. And no matter what team I'm on, it doesn't matter. You start off coming to the bench, you know. The only thing that matters is getting a win. And, you know, of course, everybody wants to finish games, because that's the most important thing about the game, is finishing the game. But, you know, whatever Steve and Draymond and Steph and Mike need me to do, I'm here to do.
I think it's something we take for granted, but the younger players, that they want to start. There's a social status to it, a equity within the league, if you will, a currency that they attach to it. They want to start, and I think it takes a very mature individual to understand that maybe the best for my career long term and the team and all these things is to have those. And I think that different players at different points in their careers have different points of view. Like Kelly Oubre, at one point, he was looking for a big contract.
Yeah.
He wanted to start games.
Yep.
He wanted to put up big numbers. He wanted to be able to, you know, cash in. And I get that. He wasn't at the point in his career where he was ready to accept it. Whereas I feel like Buddy Hield, because of where he's landed now, is ready to accept it. And I think he sees the big picture. And I don't think every individual sees it that way.
Yeah, no, nobody. You're spot on with that. By the way, I want to clean something up because you are spot on with that. Guys do want to, Draymond said it, hey, if I want JK to want to start. If not, go the opposite direction. You know, but on this team, when you got so many players, I think just looking at it, saying, okay, they may not announce my name, but when I do come in, they're going to announce my name if I'm getting buckets or blocks or hustling. And if I get my minutes, teams are going to look like, man, why doesn't he start? Well, we'll pay him to be a starter. You know what I mean? So this team is bought in, and they're winning games early. That was the biggest key, getting off to a hot start. Because it calms the waters out on so many talking points. Say if they were 3 or 4 right now.
Oh.
The Steph timeline. What does Steph want? All of a sudden, we go revisit those quotes about Stephen Curry. Draymond Green, where is he at? Buddy Hield, oh, it doesn't work.
Kuminga.
JK's contract. I mean, there's a lot going on here. So the start has been great. By the way, City did win the tip-off classic, beat Santa Rosa College Marin.
Yeah, Marin was Friday night, I believe.
Yep, and my little nephew was playing on Marin. I need to go see a play. 6'11". But City's now going down to San Bernardino Valley.
Oh.
You know, I always talk about San Bernardino Valley. Who's our boy? Who's our boy who calls us for San Bernardino? I'm forgetting. He calls us all the time. Know. But the San Bernardino.
Clearly not our boy that much.
No, he always calls us. Remember, Spinotti, I always bring up the JUCO down there. That's a big tournament down there in San Bernardino, the Alvin Herter Classic. So let's go Rams. Oh. Because, nice. You know, our football team at City College is not doing too hot.
It's interesting that you talk about, like, if they were off to a worse start, all these questions. I know you don't consume it as much as you maybe have in the past, but, like, ESPN yesterday, all the talking points, just when I was getting my hair cut at the barber and everything's on mute, it's Giannis and the Bucks. Giannis and the Bucks. He's asked for a trade. He's going to ask for a trade. Will he demand a trade? Like, that's all anyone's talking about. You bring up the Bucks, the first thing anyone brings up is...
What's going on with Giannis?
And why he should leave.
Yeah.
It's like they're dragging him out of town already.
Well, he put it on himself. And that's why when Sparky was going crazy, Friday said, nobody brings this up about Embiid or Stephen Curry. I'm like, Sparky, you live in a bubble. Everybody talks about every star getting traded the minute they lose a playoff series. That happens in L.A. with Anthony Davis. That happens in Philly with Embiid. That happens. How many years did they talk about breaking up Jason Tatum and Jaylen Brown?
Yeah.
They can't win together. You're going to have to break them apart. Which one? Who do you pick?
Totally.
That's what we do with all-stars. So Sparky was off his rocker. He was just frustrated and frazzled. But it was like, Sparky, we do this with every team in every sport with major stars every year. So Giannis... If it wasn't for Giannis saying, well, if we don't win a championship, they're going to probably trade me. His clever way of saying, yeah, if we don't win a championship, it's time to throw up the deuces. And so that stuff is real. And so there's a lot of sharks out here in these streets. And there's blood in the water. And what did we say early on in the season, Shasky? Watch the Bucks. They get off to a slow start. That drum will beat louder and louder and louder. And I'm looking at their schedule here as they are 1-6 right now. One of the worst starts in franchise history. Tied for the worst start in franchise history.
That is crazy.
They'll play Utah tomorrow night at home. Utah's not trying to win. They're trying to poop for Coop. Cooper Flag, that is.
Okay, keep right. going.
They play the Knicks Friday night on the back end of a back-to-back at Madison Square Garden. Knicks fans will start to chant, Giannis. Giannis.
What they have?
Giannis.
They have your boy Catman do.
Oh, they'll flip him in a heartbeat for Giannis. Are you crazy?
And then Sunday. I knew you were going to go there.
And then Sunday.
I knew it.
First ticket on the Knicks. After taking it as New York Kitty comes into the studio here at Knicks, and he wanted to come in and get on the mic. No, we're not talking about the Knicks. Leave, please. They'll take on the Celtics Sunday in Milwaukee. There's a chance by the end of the week, Milwaukee is 3-8. Or no, 2-8. 2-8. Now, look at Sacramento in a second. Because I was in the studio the other day. Draper was in there. I mean.
Draper's from Boston.
Dude, hey, no, he was typing it up. He goes, I can't wait. I can't wait for y'all to play ball. He was in free. I can't wait for Wednesday. Y'all play a real team. Y'all play the Celtics. Oh, yeah, y'all. And then he was talking that, talking in. I'm watching this postgame show, and he brings up, I will never do this, but Draper's one of a kind. You know, Mike and Mo. Our girlfriend, Morgan. Shout out to Deuce and Mo.
Okay.
We had an epic pregame show. It was epic. Oh, and I was like, what? And he's talking about Mike Bibby soon. He was like, we had an epic pregame. He was filling himself. Wait, couldn't even get the break.
Mike Bibby's a part of their pregame?
Yeah, he was part of it last year, pre and post.
How does he get those guns through the metal detector?
I was going to say, in the suit. I mean, that guy's got to have everything tailored.
He does have, well, that's what they do.
The NBA has a problem right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Draper, dude.
Can you play the Laker thing?
It's when just
about bringing out streamers?
You bring Drape up and all, because I only see through the little like clips and stuff. Like, I don't know him individually, but it's ridiculous.
He went viral over the Lakers. Do you find the Lakers out?
I mean,
because he told us in the break, he goes, I was a little salty. I'm not going to lie. I was a little salty.
A little. A little. Epson thought that he should be the, you know, the pitch man for salt.
Are you talking about Morgan?
No, I mean, no,
Morton salt, not Morgan. Morton.
Oh, you, I think you meant Morgan Dukeson. No, so Morton's son.
Yeah, I'm so I boxed out.
You messed it up.
I busted it up.
Epson's Morton's. A salt company.
Yeah, I know Epson's a salt company. Epson salt, but also Morton's.
Yes, it is.
With the girl with the umbrella and the train.
Yes, and it's, I think, a dark blue with a little white on the tin can.
Yeah, a little black.
Depending on which particular one that you get.
There you go. There you go. All right.
Oh, this brings me to something.
Oh, my gosh. And they got the streamers coming down like
what
the
is
Dodgers.
This, game 7?
Just won the pennant. You got to understand, this is Anthony Davis' first win against Domantas Sabonis.
It is.
So they're going to celebrate out here. 130.
I mean, that was
Draper's
unbelievable.
On, right,
he's unbelievable.
I want to end this on a high note. That I was in Berkeley. I had some recommendations from my boy Joe Spadoni. And last week
about
we
what?
Went over to Berkeley. Live Oak, I believe is the name of the park, correct? Beautiful little, cute little park, right? The
right
little
over off Shattuck. Yeah, right near the Safeway over there.
Absolutely. There's a little Pete's Coffee that I went to. But then I went to an old school deli. That, and I don't know how long it's been there, but I'm going to shout them out.
Okay.
Saul's Deli, right there, is freaking incredible.
Oh, I love Saul's.
Oh, you do too? Okay.
Yeah, no, I've been there. It's a great place.
Oh my gosh, it's so good. It is unbelievable. I had pastrami on the old school rye and a little slice of whatever it was, Swiss or whatever, with the coleslaw. Saul's in Berkeley, that is my kind of a deli. They had bagels. We got bagels to go. I got cookies to go. That place is killer.
It's been a deli since 1950s, and it's been owned by, well, now named Saul's since 1986. So it's been there for a while.
I'll tell you, Saul's is cracking. Every time I go to Berkeley, I am going to Saul's Deli. That is my kind of a place.
Wow.
That is my kind of a deli. Old school.
Are they
going to
host the Doobie Awards?
Unbelievable.
Well, we got, you know, we got a late edition for the Doobie Awards.
What?
If we want to make a trip down Sunnyvale, it's a long way away. But I'll explain a little bit later this week. But we got some big shots who are like, we want the roast out here in Sunnyvale. I was told from a little birdie yesterday, high rollers want us down in Sunnyvale to do the morning roast.
What's in Sunnyvale?
This great brewery.
What's it called?
I'll explain a little later.
Is details it Fault come. Line? Is that one down
details
there?
Details to come. By the way, Epson isn't a salt company. It's a printer company. Epson is a type of salt or body recovery. Thanks, 510. We know that.
There's the Xfinity Fast Five. Your last chance to get in on the morning roast. Brought to you by Xfinity. Supercharge your home with supersonic Wi-Fi. Unbeatable internet. Only from Xfinity.
It's always that guy. Well, actually, guy. Aren't they the worst?
I have a big mouth sometimes.
Well, actually. That's what BPA is. Well, actually, I was right. No, you were wrong.
I'm right a lot.
Look. As I was going on about Saul's, if you want to help your community out, you go out and you support these local businesses as best you can. All right, you bring your family there. I know times are hard. People are struggling with money and whatnot. But if you have an extra buck and you're able to do so, support these small local places like Saul's. Telling you, the pastrami was freaking incredible.
They got an at-home Thanksgiving menu you can order and cater from Saul's. Yeah.
Wow. Why are you at Taco Bell every day, then?
What? Look at me. I'm a La Taqueria. I'm a La Cornetta.
You lobbery guy.
I'm a
four.
That is brilliant.
Might be a five, actually.
L.A. Murray. Last thought, though. Last thought. Last thought. When we win tonight.
Oh, I don't like this.
Me and my Warriors. No. When we win tonight.
Oh, my God.
I am like demanding my Warriors. Chris Mullin to look into the television prompter, to the camera, and be like, real ones, no. I'm looking at you, Shasky. I know that you have faith in our Warriors. And then I'll start to believe that we can go on a deep playoff run. Let's go!
I don't like when you guarantee things. They never go our way.
I didn't guarantee.
Well, now we know why things go south tonight.
You pick us to win.
I said when we win.
Yeah, see, I don't like
that's
when you do that.
When you say when, that's basically
guaranteeing. I never said the word guarantee.
Yeah, but you're guaranteeing it by saying when we win. Yeah. Like it's a foregone conclusion.
No, it's like Debo. Like, you know, like, when he around, I'm quiet. But when he leaves, I'll be talking again. Oh when God. We win, I'll be talking.
This is not
when
good.
When we lose, I'm not going to talk.
It's not
I'm
good.
I'm going to lay low.
I don't like when he does this.
Shout out Master P.
He's loving getting here. Here, man.
Guys, how about them Canes, huh? Number four in the first college football playoff ranking. Probably the most pointless ranking of the year. But hey, I'll take it now. I'll enjoy the good times. Cam Ward, man, keep it going. Keep putting points up on the board because, whew, man, with that defense, yikes.
Hey, look out.
Number four.
Look out for the Colorado Buffaloes. They got a shot at a Big 12 championship. That's about it. Spadoni, what you got?
I'm very curious to see what the Warriors do tonight. Like, this is a very fascinating. It kind of sucks that Jaylen Brown is out and Porzingis, because I like to see both teams at their full strength, and D'Anthony Melton obviously out for the Warriors. But I have a feeling Jason Tatum's going to try to play hero ball with Jaylen Brown out, and it might not go well for him. He might try to be, like, forcing shots tonight just to prove it to Steve Kerr. And maybe he just proves Steve Kerr's point all along, and he tries to play hero ball. Let's see. Steve Kerr would, and I also learned
who
from.
Who's he going to play ahead of? KD?
Well, I also loved, yeah, I know, right? LeBron like, James, three of the greatest players of all time. Sorry.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I have zero empathy.
Actually, I think Team USA would have rather had Jaylen Brown over Jason Tatum right on the table.
I agree with that.
I want the Warriors to win because the vibes are all time high. Right now, they're immaculate. I love when the Warriors win. The community gets behind them, the region, everybody gets fired up about it. But after today's show, the only reason why I'd want them to lose is because of this guy sitting across from me. Because the pendulum swing, if they lose tonight, I wouldn't even have to do the first segment. Hell, I wouldn't even have to do the first hour. No, I'm kidding.
Well, they lose on a buzzer beater. I'll just say they got lucky.
The defending champs got lucky.
Got lucky.
Yeah. I like that Anthony Slater.
It's a make or miss league. Oh. <That's pretty good. laughs> Sorry, John.
No, no, no. You guys are good.
Go ahead, Joe.
I was just going to say, Anthony Slater basically saying that Steve Kerr loves to play the villain. I actually kind of appreciate it more about Steve Kerr. You learn new things about him every day.
Oh man.
Evan Giddings, next, with Daryl Johnson.
6-5-0, this is the 49ers beating the Vikings again with Shasky picking the Celtics.
No, it is
someone
not.
Someone called 3-0 for this disturbance.
No, it's not.
Oh, my stomach hurts. Oh, that was fast. I brought to you by Xfinity at Home. We're on the go. You get the fastest internet to all of your devices. Warriors the Celtics tonight should be a lot of fun.
I need a nap.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.